I'd like to call this BOE meeting August 19th, 2015 at 9:03 to order, pursuant to section 138.100.2 of the revised statute of Missouri. This session of the BOE is convened for the purpose of considering and correcting erroneous assessments and clerical errors, and certifying said corrections to the county clerk and county collector for corrective action. Each voting board member will be asked to give their opinion on what the intent of the motion was that was given on Thursday, July 30th, 2015. After that, I will accept a motion that will not have any cause for misinterpretation. If there is, in fact, a motion and a second, we will then vote on that motion. So I'll give my interpretation first. My interpretation of the motion was to mean that all properties that were not physically visited by the assessor or his staff that received an automatic increase should be lowered back to the value that the property had in 2014. Any of the percentages of classifications that had been changed would not have been affected, nor would any of the properties that had a decision made during BOE or any that had been reassessed, meaning that the assessor or a member of his staff had physically been to the property. Mr. Strahan, can you please give your opinion of what the motion intended?
That's exactly the interpretation that I had, that those properties that hadn't been visited by a member of the assessor's office, strictly residential, would be rolled back to 2014 values.
Mr. Casey, do you have your interpretation of what you thought the
motion was? I agree. But I wanted to clarify something with Donna on her part of the prices. You indicated that everything was set at, you couldn't set as price as it was assessed value.
That was actually on the State Tax Commission Council. That
okay, we're actually here to talk about clerical errors.
Okay.
So the main thing that we need to do is find out what the intent of the motion was whenever you voted on the motion.
I agree with both Danny and yourself. That's what I perceived as the motion that was made.
Mr. Schofield, even though you voted against the motion, what was your interpretation of what the intent of the motion was to do?
That all residential property not physically visited by the assessor be set for the 2014 values.
And Mr. Kerbo, what do you feel your interpretation of that motion was whenever you voted?
Well, what I'm looking at here, I got an email. I sure we all did from the county.
And the emails are irrelevant. Right now we're discussing the intent.
Well, I'm trying to make there's a statement in here that says that she thought there was going to be a motion. I thought that motion was made and agreed.
Okay. Can you please give your opinion of what the interpretation of the motion was whenever you gave that motion?
Well, I'm trying to, exactly how it was worded was that property that not had not been assessed.
Would you like me to read that motion
to you again?
Brandon Williams stated, I would entertain a motion to set all the residential properties that has not been assessed at the 2014 prices, not including any that was heard by the BOE. Gerald Kerbo said, I'll make that motion.
Okay.
So what is your interpretation of the motion that you made?
Well, exactly as she read, that's her. That's exactly.
Thank you.
But there's a problem with her. Do you want the properties that he did not visit to receive the increase?
That he had not visited.
Correct.
Yes.
So you do not want them to receive the increase?
No.
You stated that you felt it was unfair that any property that was not visited that should not automatically receive an increase.
That's right.
So that was your interpretation and the intent of the motion. Thank you. Does any board member have a motion to correct what is a clerical error, which in turn caused multiple erroneous assessments?
Yes, I move to correct clerical error by categorizing parcels into three separate groups. Parcel groups are, one, those that are physically assessed by the county assessor's office, two, those that were brought before the BOE, and three, all other parcels. Regarding the first group of parcels, they are to remain the new assessed value unless a change was made by the vote of the BOE. Second group should have the BOE decision carried out as voted on during the BOE. The third group, all other parcels, are the ones in question and should be set to unadjusted 2014 values. With this, all classification percentages are to remain what they currently are set as now.
Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to correct a clerical error by categories and parcels into three separate groups. The parcel groups are, one, those that were physically assessed by the county assessor's office, two, those that were brought before the BOE, and three, all other parcels. Regarding the first group of parcels, they are to remain the new assessed value unless a change is made by vote of the BOE. The second group should have the BOE decision carried out as voted on during BOE. And the third group, all other parcels, are the ones are which in question should be set to unadjusted 2014 values. With this, all classification percentages are to remain what they currently are set as now. Any further discussion?
Is this open to the public and myself?
It is not.
Well, he's a board member.
It's for voting board members to clarify what their intent of the motion was.
I thought there was a motion and a second.
There was a motion. There's a second.
For discussion?
For discussion only when it deals with the intent of what the motion was by the voting board members. Do you have anything you'd like to talk about when it deals with the intent of what the motion was when it was made by the voting board?
Yes, I did.
And I would like to read it to make sure I don't see any issues, if you don't mind, because I'm the one who has to put it through.
Right. Go ahead, but be warned that I will stop it if it goes outside the realm of what we're here for.
Three of you, the county commissioners, got to hear me speak Monday.
This has nothing to do with the intent of the motion.
Again, I said three of you got to hear me speak Monday. One of the points that I brought up was this issue is about the assessor not visiting properties.
Sir, we are strictly here pursuant to Chapter 138.100, Subsection 2. Legally, we are only allowed to talk about clerical errors.
If you would allow me just to finish, I don't have a long...
I can allow you to finish.
Yes, you can.
No,
you're
no,
the
no,
chairman,
no.
Sir.
Yes, you're right. And I understand that what you're trying to do is illegal. We are not here to talk about that. We're here strictly to deal with the clerical errors, which is in turn what the motions, or excuse me, what the interpretation of what the intent of what these gentlemen up here made when they voted either for or against the motion. That's strictly what we're here for.
Am I going to have the opportunity to speak to the other clerical errors and erroneous assessments when you're done with this?
I don't believe so. I don't know that there are
it's
any.
It's on the agenda.
It is. Says, I don't know that there are any.
Well, there is.
Okay,
and I have
sir,
them here. And
sir.
I just asked you, am I going to have that opportunity to tell me I'm acting illegal?
And I'm letting you know, if you cannot remain decorum, I'm going to ask you to leave. If you cannot maintain a decorum, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Well, I have an issue, as I brought before.
Okay.
In your,
sir,
your,
I'm going to go ahead and call the vote.
The
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. With that, we also need to certify to the county clerk and the county collector that the correction was made. So I'd accept a motion to certify the correction was made to both the county clerk and the county collector.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to certify the corrections to both the county clerk and the county collector. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Gentlemen, so we don't have another clerical error. I want to make sure you understand that there's no time to get the valuations out to the political subdivisions.
Ma'am, that has nothing to do with the clerical error.
It has something to do with the motion you
Mr.
just
Cotty,
made.
Mr. Cotty, could you please speak to this?
Is he allowed to speak, but the board members are not allowed to speak, Brandon?
No, ma'am. I'm making sure that we're staying within statute.
Well.
Okay. So, Mr. Cotty, are we allowed to talk
we're going
about
away from what we did all through BOE then, Brandon.
No, we're not.
Yes, we did
okay.
Speak during BOE, and we're
you
allowed
did.
To speak.
And you're allowed to talk about clerical errors when dealing with this specific
I'm trying
subject.
To talk about the clerical error.
Mr. Cotty. Can we discuss anything further than what's already been discussed?
The statute authorizes the Board of Equalization to correct clerical errors or erroneous assessments, which has been the subject matter of this notice. But anything outside of that topic is not authorized by the statute.
Thank you. I would accept a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask if the newspaper caught it?
Okay. I'd accept the motion to adjourn.
Pardon?
Hey, they didn't hear you.
I said I would accept a motion to adjourn.
I really don't care because I'm doing whatever they say.
What's that? No, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Are we through?